Hebrews chapter 12. Because this is a journey and we are talking about staying fast. In the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14, that's what we said. We are really on a journey. And this is a journey that we cannot be moved to any other direction. We are immovable. We are focused, staying fast. So if we have to look about Jesus, the author and the author of our faith, and we see what happened to Jesus. I'll start with verse 1 and Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance and race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3 says, for consider him who endured such a hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet desisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he deceives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word. Thank you because you're going to give us revelation. As we move to this journey, help us to know your will, that finally we shall reach there and rejoice in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. Church, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm saying praise the Lord. Amen. We are seeing Jesus here. Jesus is the author of our faith. And Jesus was in this pain. We can see this is not really something very simple. It's not something very, very easy. Because here we are seeing Jesus bearing or enduring the pain of the cross. But here is something that is very important here, that we are surrounded, because this is a journey. Since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us set aside every weight. Because this is the principle of the race. Those people who have come from Rift Valley, they know they are great runners in Rift Valley. The great runners in Rift Valley who represent Kenya in all the nations, they are good runners. But when they start running, they don't run with suits. They don't run with shoes. They don't run with big belts. But they strip them and they wear costumes. They wear costumes and they wear sometimes light shoes, that rubber shoes, sporty shoes. That person is easy to run. See, easy to run. Nothing is holding him because he is really running without anything holding him. He's not in a tie. He's not in a suit. Because that is the principle of winning a race. That's the principle of winning a race. So, in this principle is that because we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Who are the cloud of witnesses? Let me tell you, church. The first person to know a born again has sinned. Now listen to this. The first person to know that you have sinned is not your brother in Christ or sister in Christ. It's a heathen. Amen? The person to know that you're not walking right, that person is not walking right, is a heathen. He's a person who really go and disclose what you are doing to other people. Not your brother, not your sister. No, he's a heathen. He knows. When my brother, you are parking a car to a house where a woman lost the husband about two years ago. That's the place you park your car at midnight. What are you telling us? And you are born again. You speak in new tongues. And you are parking the car just next door where that lady lost her husband 2 years ago. And you are there at midnight. The person you pass there will say, I have seen Dr. Joroge's car. I'm sorry, not you, my brother. but somebody must report this. Somebody must report this, whether you like it or not. We have seen his car to so-and-so's house. And you know the husband died. What is he doing? Those are cloud witnesses. They are surrounding us. And Paul said, let us lead a strip off. Let us keep off any sin that snares. The sin that you really be seen, because that is a sin that can really stop you from even giving testimony. My sister and my brother, you know this very well, that when you sin, you can't give a testimony. There is a conscious, kuna kitu inaitwa dhamira. It is tell you, it will speak to you. Don't talk. If you are told to come here and talk about righteousness, and you know where you are, the devil will tell you, come on, shut up. Don't talk. You know where you are. Get up. So this is really because we are in a journey. We are on a journey. All these things will have to come. That's why we are surrounded by that cloud of witnesses to lead it to give a testimony how we live. But here now, this sin, because the Bible says that and the sin which so easily ensnares inakuchekelea, the sin is laughing at you. Because for sure, you cannot really serve two masters. Let us be clear. There is no two ways. There is one way. Come on now. There is no two ways. God is number one every time. You are not going to tell God to accept number two. He cannot. He is always number one. And so, there is something I must tell you today. That we must really separate ourselves from sins. I know it's very painful. It is. But Jesus said, when you know the truth, it will send you free. You know, we are really rocking out many, many people who want to give their life to Jesus. We are locking them out. Because we are calling ourselves names, and yet our behaviors is different. And so when you go and approach that person, and you tell this person, would you like to accept Jesus? Then he asks you, Jesus of that Kamau, of like that Porin, or like John. He's referring you to somebody who is born again because he's not walking right. So the Bible talks about the witnesses. Now, because we are on a race, we must really forget the past and start the new. When I married my wife, she had not two dresses, she had one. In fact, I bought the other one in Government Road. Because she knew she's coming to her husband. I bought the other one actually in Kimathi Street. She remembered very well. But now she has everything she wants. Because she knew she was coming to be married by me. When we accept Jesus Christ, when we have decided, because this is a decision, your life is a decision. We are not pleasing God. God does not gain anything out of you accepting him. In any case, you are really benefiting because you'll be blessed here and you'll be blessed in heaven. And so when you accept Jesus, there are things, my sister, my brother, you must strip off. There are things you are going to say, this one is not mine. There are things you're going to say, this is not mine. It's inching me. There are some companies, there are some friends you're going to lose, my sister and my brother. You must be ready to lose some friends. You must be ready to lose some companies. Paul said, I lost all. And then he gathered everything to be rubbish. He said, I lost all because of Christ Jesus. So we must decide, are we in Christ Jesus or are we out? Because this is a journey. The journey has started. And immediately you send your prayers of repentance, the journey started there. Is that true? So, by the grace of God, because God knows you, and God knows the end before you begin, what you need to do is to forget the past and start a new life. My interpretation to be born again is that you are newly born. Is that true? You are newly born. So why do you want to die quickly? You have not even stayed for a long time. Why don't you continue the journey? Praise the name of the Lord. Because when you backslide, yes, you know very well you cannot continue. But something I must tell you is this. In churches, we have more wounded people than in the armed forces. We have more injured, wounded people in the church than we have them in the battlefield. Why? Because the journey that we are talking about needs encouragement. Jesus here endured the pain because he wanted to pay a price for you. Jesus considered everything useless. Why? Because his death was not for nothing. Salvation, my brother, my sister, is not for nothing. Salvation is precious. That's why Jesus decided to ignore the pain, to ignore the mockery, to ignore even them talking about abusive words to our Lord. And our Lord did not mind even the nails were really hammered to his palms. He did not mind because the Bible says he knew he was focusing. He was to go and sit on the right hand of his Father. So he knew, after this one, the angels are waiting for me. The four creatures are waiting for me. The 24 elders will be really bowing for me. The angels will be really receiving me in heaven. Jesus knew, this is not for nothing. I am going to receive the crown in heaven. My brother and my sister, this is the journey that I'm talking about, that you need an encouragement. We have seen this happening even to pastors. They are not able even to encourage their members because they are also discouraged. You hear this? You find a pastor? A pastor already has fought his wife. And he's swollen here. A pastor has already filed a divorce. But here there are a couple who wanted advice, who want to be counseled. And the pastor say, I need the counseling myself. So this journey leads people to encourage each other. It's not easy. It's practical. It's not theory. This is practical. We are on the race. We are on the list. It's not little theory. It is practical. We are on the race every time. And let me tell you, church, every morning we wake up, Satan sends you 200 demons. Every morning. So you must fight hard. 200 demons every morning. That's why you don't know which one to fight. If you're not prayerful, I'm telling you, don't know which one to fight. Because they're all sent in the morning. The demon of anger, the demon of stress, the demon of deception. All these demons are sent in the morning, very early in the morning. And if you are not focused and you have not refused to be associated with the sins, I'm telling you, it will be tiresome. Pray the name of Jesus. In their journey, their trials and their temptation, their hardships, we all know that we are not angels. We don't live like angels. We are not 100%. Nobody can stand here and say, I'm holy righteous. I'm righteous. I'm 100% righteous. We are not righteous as such, but we have the grace of God. Praise the name of Jesus. We have the grace of God to survive, to live a life worthy Jesus Christ. We have needed the grace to call upon the name of the Lord and heal here. There is that blood that is every time warm and warm every time. The sprinkling blood of Jesus, that every time you don't have to live on sins, you have the blood to call upon and your sins will be forgiven. The problem we have, we Christians, and I have noted, many don't backslid. Hakuna mutu anaanguka. Sisi zote ni sawa. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to church people? My goodness, am I speaking something strange? Yeah? You're not inviting me anymore here, isn't it? Listen to me. I'm saying for true that it is very, very, very important to know that we are all subject to sin. We are all subject to sin. But my brother, my sister, it is really raining and it's really the muddy, the floor is muddy, but you're not going to fall down and live there. Somebody must tell you, my brother, wake up, we have to go. In the church, very few people who really say, I have sinned and I need prayer. Very few people. That's why we live like we are righteous, whenever our sins are eating us. That's why we live like we are righteous, but the curses are working with us. That's why some of us will really live without the blessings of God. You work too hard, you are not getting any production. Because there is somewhere you sinned. You left your home in Kenya. You are not even blessed by your pastor. But when you came here, you became a pastor. A pastor who is not blessed. Nobody released you. That's why we work on the curses. You should go back there and be blessed so that you can walk with an open heaven. Praise the name of Jesus. That's the journey. We are talking of going on a journey. Because the journey has many problems. And we have seen many people who have walked in this journey and they have succeeded. But this journey has problems. We have seen Paul walking on this journey. We have seen Moses walking on this journey. He did not even finish. You remember? He was buried in the mountain. Praise the name of Jesus. So, my word tonight is that we must really be focused. Where are we going? Why did you come to this kingdom? What did you find in this kingdom? And where are you going to? Is it a half journey? Or are we going to finish the journey? Praise the name of Jesus. Because if you are called by Jesus, we must really adapt the lifestyle of Jesus himself. Hallelujah. We must adapt the life of Jesus, because Jesus adopted us with his blood. And so there is no any other business that Jesus is thinking about. He's thinking about you. He's thinking about me. That's why he came and he endured the pain on the cross. The Bible says he ignored. Actually, he did not even mind what is happening. Even nailing him on his palms. Because he really was focused. He wanted to sit on the right hand of the Father after this success. Because the journey was coming to an end. Let me tell you, the death is the time when your journey ends. Your journey ends when you finish the race. The race is when you die. The race is when you leave this world. This is the time you can say, I have finished the race. Otherwise, every time you finish a project, you start another one. Is that true? Like now you have celebrated 20 years. I believe you are now want to start another journey and celebrate another 20 years. Because it's not yet complete. The journey is still going on. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, you must really understand this. That there are things that we must leave behind. We have taken everything. We don't want to be taught. We don't want to be counseled. We want just to carry everything. You want to come to Jesus and give him conditions. You want to come and give your life to Jesus, but you want to tell Jesus, this one I cannot leave. This one I cannot leave. Sometimes we have even lost our faith in Christianity. We have lost the faith in Christianity. It has become just tasteless. The salvation has become so tasteless. Because when you see the people surrounding you, you not like it. To me, if I wanted salvation, I would not have sought to somebody else who was my neighbor. My neighbor was beating us at night. And he was sending his children to throw stones in my house. And he was born again. I thank God I was a Catholic by that time. But this man was sending the children to throw the stones to my wife at night and midnight. So I would not have liked salvation, but by the grace of God, God saved me in another style. Praise the name of Jesus. So church, I must tell you this. We all need to receive the crown of life. Is that true? At the end of the day, we want to receive the crown of life. We must really take this as our project. Life is our project. There is nothing more precious than life. I don't think anything else you work for, if not your life. Your life is so precious that you must take it as a project. And that's why I'm saying this list needs you to be focused. There are things you have to leave behind. There are friends you have to leave behind. You are in America, and the same God that is in Kenya is the same God in America. It's the same God that is in America. You don't have to come and change your lifestyle and change what you are supposed to be because of America. America will remain America, but you should remain you. Remain yourself. Let not America change you. You can change America, but not America to change you. You remember every time God would complain about the Israelites. And he told the Israelites, don't forget. Because that's something that he did we forget. In a journey, we forget. When you're in a journey, we forget. When we take water and we are very thirsty, and we're in a journey, we forget. When we have a lot of water, we start pouring this water, we forget we were thirsty. And God would remind the Israelites, don't forget. That it is me who delivered you from the hand of Pharaoh so that you may go and worship me. Don't worship other gods. Don't let your sons marry their daughters lest they really make them worship their God. You are in America here. Your God is the same in Kenya. The same God that is in heaven is the same God that is in America. Praise the name of Jesus. Because you are not going to hide your face unto him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they told Nebuchadnezzar, even if our God does not come, we shall not bow to the idol. It's the same thing you'd say. Even if our God is not coming, I'm not going to sin because I'm in this country. We have adapted some things that are not ours. Sometimes you wonder whether somebody is a Kenyan or a Caribbean or an American. You don't understand. Because we are adapting everything. We want everything. We want everything they are doing. Everything that they are doing. But let me tell you this. You better be somebody who is fishing in an ocean or in a river. You can take the frogs and all these things, but pick fish, drop the frogs. You hear this? Have the net, dip it in the ocean, let all the frogs and the fish come. But when you draw it, just pick your fish and drop the rest down in the river. This country is very good. Kenyans are really good people in learning. I've had here, many have the doctor of philosophies, and many are graduating even today. Many of you, because you like learning, why are you accepting what is not worth your life? Why don't you accept what is worth your life and leave what is not good for you? Dump it. Damn what is not yours. Praise the name of the Lord. In our country, you know very well, and we are in a journey. In our country, you know very well, when somebody files a divorce in the high court, all of us, you have to go there to listen. Honestly, we have to go there. We have to know why. What happened? All of us in the village, we have to go. This is a journey. I'm talking about the journey, yes. You and your wife, you're in the journey. And now, in this country, is a nod of the day. It's a nod of the day. Now, I wonder, is the same God in America, the same God in Kenya? Why don't you adopt the God that liveth? If the government says this, what does God say? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we controlled by the government or are we controlled by the government of heaven? Praise the name of Jesus. Our God, you never bear his laws. He'll never bear them because of America. He'll never bear them because of British. Our God, you remain God, and you behave like God because his character is God. And so, the journey needs some people who want to leave some and accept what is important. You are not going to accept everything because not everything that is good. Paul said, I can do all things. I can literally do all things, but not everything that is beneficial to me. There are some things, our fellow Kenyans, that are not beneficial to you. They may benefit them, but they don't benefit you. Praise the name of the Lord. One thing, you must have faith in your God. You must have faith in your God. Our God is faithful. And when you trust him, we had a testimony here how my sister was really trusting God for her son to be operated. She didn't know where to get this money. But because God is faithful, he fulfilled her desire. When you are faithful to God, you are just like a person that Jesus spoke about in the book of Matthew 7, verse 27. He said, the wise man, is like that person who built his house on the rock. And that person, you will hear every word that Jesus was hearing, was a person like the person who has built his house on a rock. That means if you are faithful to God, he will turn around and be faithful to you. I have seen his faithfulness myself. I have seen his faithfulness. I could go to crusade meetings. And when I'm speaking in crusade meetings, I am found there by somebody says, your children are sick. And I'm now very far. I would go back and I would refuse to go back. But when I go back home, I find it's true. My children are taken to hospital. But one morning I said, God, I'm faithful to your work. You have to be faithful to me also. I told my wife, come here, kneel down here and my children. I lay hands on them and anointed them with the oil. Let me tell you this. We don't drink oil. We anoint oil. We anoint, we don't drink oil. You need to know this thing when you're on your journey. That's why Paul said that since I heard about you, I've never ceased to stop about to pray about you. But one thing I'm praying is that Christ may be formed in you. You must understand the word of God. You must really adapt the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ. Some people are perishing because of lack of knowledge. Some people are adapting everything, they are taking everything. This TV has come now to destroy our society. In Kenya, if you don't know it, I know this channel is not here. You find the TV open, and the channel, I don't know, they call it GVC. Every time I have really been worried about this country also. They need you to describe, to make up some payment. 1,500 payments before they pray for you. There is a consultation fee of 1,500. Praise the name of the Lord. These are the things I'm talking about, the journey. You must differentiate who are the true servants of God and who are not. Listen to me. These are the people who are the time of Paul. And when Paul left Titus in Ephesus to see how these people are behaving and to rebuke them. These people are really confusing the church. Because we are in a journey, you are looking for God. But these people are bringing themselves on TV and they advertise their ministries. They are selling water. And the water is sold according to your sickness. Hallelujah. There's a lineup. The water that costs 2,500, heal this disease. The one is 5,000, heal this disease. Let me tell you, where on earth did you find out Jesus selling water and selling oil? That is witchcraft. I'm saying that is witchcraft. You must be enlightened when you're in this journey. When this journey, you must know they are false prophets. And you are wronging the wrong hands. You are falling the wrong hands. Jesus was not encouraging the people to adapt what he was doing. Jesus would heal a blind person and say, "What do you want? Bartholomew." Bartholomew said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "Receive your sight." And Bartholomew would see. Another one will be asked, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to see." And Jesus will get some soil here. And say, and smear some soil on his eyes. But Jesus did not say we adopt that kind of doctrine. Are you hearing this? Jesus did not say adopt this kind of hearing. Praise the name of Jesus. But today, in the name of Jesus, people are really treating the same name. There is nothing wrong being rich. I would like also to be rich. But I would not like to use the name of Jesus Christ to be rich. I didn't die on the cross, but Jesus died. I cannot ask payment when I pray for somebody. Paul said, "Free given, free shall give." Those who are really using handkerchiefs as a sign of miracles, let me tell you this. The church has come to a standstill. Because everybody wants a miracle. Everybody wants a miracle. The Greeks wanted wisdom. The Israelites wanted miracles. But today, the miracles that we are talking about are not miracles, they are little counterfeits. And because the devil has known you are in a journey, listen to this. The devil knows that you are in a journey to heaven and you are looking for God. He'll bring every miracle that you want. And what the devil is doing, he knows that you want miracles. You don't need Jesus. And what the devil is doing, he's bringing miracles in the name of Jesus in the church. And the pastors have known, those who are self-styled pastors. And I wonder they are not even ordained. They have no mandate. They are there in a business. If you can sell water, if you can sell oil, if you can sell stones, this day they are selling stones. They are even selling salt. You don't know this. They are selling even salt. They are selling you stones according to your enemies. Yes. Because you are in a journey. You don't know where God is. You are on a journey. And they are selling these stones. They ask you, how many enemies do you have? Now you say the most serious ones. You say, I have five. Those who are about to kill you, you say they are five. It is true. And you buy every stone 10,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah. Amen? Because you're in a journey, you don't know where Jesus is. And then you are told, on the east, if your enemies come on the east, throw that one on the east. If the other one come from north, throw from the north. Now, what you are told, and you are so convinced, they may die, somebody may die on that side, and that preacher will say, yes, that was one of the enemies. Praise the name of Jesus. We must have faith in Jesus. We must not learn after miracles, but learn to God. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us learn to God. Let us learn to God. One man who had faith, he climbed in a mountain. And when he went to the peak, before he got the peak, he was about to fall down. I think he was going to the peak, I don't know, Mount Kenya or whichever. And then he was so tired, his hands could not hold anything. And then he saw down to about 1,000 feet, and there he cannot get there. Then he started saying, who is going to help me? He was there. You know, his hands are tired, his legs are tired, he's just leaning there, and he's just up. And the boy said, leave what you are holding, I'll help you. Huh? This man wondered, how? I'm holding here. If I leave here, I'll fall and I'll die. Then he said, anybody else? Anybody else? So he's looking for help. And then the voice said, leave what you are holding, I'll help you. Ah, he said, I better look for somebody. He said, anybody else? The last voice said, if you leave what you are holding, I'll help you. The man knew, if I leave here, he spoke like the 40 pass. He said, even if I hold there, I'll get tired and fall down and die. I'll not be able to go. He said like the 40 pass. And then he said, let me leave it. He had faith, he said, let me leave it. This man came down, but let me tell you how he came down. He came down like somebody who was on a parachute. You see what I'm saying? Down like somebody who had a parachute. When he just landed on the ground on his feet, he asked, who is that? And he had a voice, I'm God, you are Lord. I'm Lord, you are God. Praise the name of Jesus. There are things, my brother, you have to trust God. There are things you don't have to struggle. When you pray, let it go. There are things you have to trust God, that I'm really going to pray. I know, God, you are faithful. Praise the name of Jesus. I am here in America, and God, you know, I have a purpose. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible talks about those people who lose their opportunities. You lose your opportunity. You are here, and you are here telling God, my God, I wish I go to America. If I go to America, I'll preach to Americans. I'll preach to people there. When you get to America, my brother, that opportunity of preaching to anybody is no longer. You are so busy. It's good to be busy, but it's good to balance your business. Praise the name of Jesus. And you know what? When you don't have time to seek God, God will look for his own time. And when God looks for time for you, it will be painful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't have time with God, God will look for time for you to praise him and worship him and pray him. But it will be very painful. But you know what? He's not a loser. Because God does not really lose anything. He can break your two legs and you go to heaven without legs. If the legs are making you sin and go everywhere, he breaks them. Praise the name of Jesus. Because he is God. He does not need your legs. He needs you. Hallelujah. He does not need your legs. He needs you. I don't want to tie you that up, but I want to say this. In this journey, we need to be brothers keepers. Let us not have Cain's spirit. I don't care. I knew he backslid. I knew she can't make it. I knew she cannot be married. You are prophesying bad things to your brother, to your sister. As I told you this, there are many wounded Christians in the church. There are many wounded Christians in the church. They are confused. They don't know where to go. Because the pastors are fighting who is to take this position. Now the members are confused. When you get 10, you are divided to be 5-5. So you wonder where we're going now. When you think you are increasing, and you're about to 50, somebody come with a very good style. Ah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He comes and tells you, you pay a house for me, I'll be preaching for you. He divides the 50 to 25-25. Praise the name of Jesus. So the members, the sons and daughters of God are confused. Which one, which way do we go? This journey, you have to identify what kind of a pastor is pastoring your life. Because your life cannot be bargained. You can't bargain life. So you need a faith and trusted pastor to pastor you. Praise the name of Jesus. But because you're in a journey, you are falling long hands. This journey needs, if we have to be unmovable, like Paul has said, we have to believe in God. We have to be faithful in him. We have to love each other. We can never move alone. We need each other. Praise the name of Jesus. And I'm just seeing the issue of this man, Elijah. Elijah, after even killing 450 prophets of Baal, he's so scared by a voice of a woman, Jezebel. And he's running away. Now when he runs away, he's told by God, go to a brook. There's a place where I'll give you water and I give you some bread. But listen to me, even that brook got dry. Where are you going when the brook is dry? Where do you go when that well is not there? Where do you go when you find things are not working? Where do you turn to? Where do you turn to when you see things do not work? Where do you turn to? The only place you can turn, be comfortable, and you can be calm is in the kingdom of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us really be faithful to God. Let us also be focused. Let us really fight our salvation in fear and trembling. Because if God will see your faithfulness, I'm telling you, God will turn to you and bless you and release his blessings. The Bible talks about seek the kingdom of God and fast and righteousness. He's not talking to the heathens. He's talking to us. We have sought many things without sorting him. Let us sort him. And when you sort Jesus, he will turn around and release everything that you need. What you did trusting God for 20 years, I'm telling you, he gives you within a day. Because he fulfilled the desire of your heart. Let us not learn after people. Let us learn after God. Let us also not be very quick in challenging other people and tarnishing their names. Don't be a judge because you'll be judged. Praise the name of the Lord. We have really killed very many people. We have always been killing in the church. We have been really assassinating people's lives. Let us be very careful how you handle your sister, how you handle your brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know it's very hot, but I want to finish by saying this. The Lord wants you Kenyans and the KCFA to walk in this walk. Stand fast. Don't be movable. Don't be stoppable. Because the one who rules over you is Jesus. The one who reigns after you, who reigns on you, is Jesus. He's able to fulfill every promise and to fulfill every desire of your heart because he's God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be struggling for many years, but the time is coming when God is saying, enough is enough for my daughter. Let me tell you, God is not punishing you. By the times he gives you a training ground. Hallelujah. He gives you a training ground so that when he bless you, you know how to take care of your properties. There must be a process even for your blessings. The time is now that you start telling God, I'll be faithful to you. In this journey, I'm going to leave behind what is not for me, and I'm going to pick what is important in my life. And I'm telling you, the journey will be so simple for you, and you need to trust God. And you train yourself even to hear God. Don't always be told by people what God said. Also train yourself to pull your antenna and hear God, what he can speak to your life. Let us stand up and pray.